Hello, everyone. So today I want to share with you why I have really started to question my own coaching business and the coaching industry in general. So if you're on the podcast listening to this, or if you're on YouTube, you will have noticed in the past couple of weeks, I have been very quiet. I've also been very quiet on my social media. And that is because I have started to one, feel a little bit differently about my own online coaching business. And that came from just sort of questioning some of the things that I was doing in my business, questioning, you know, what is it that I really wanted to create with this business? And then also it led me to discover some things about the coaching industry in general that are happening that I've actually been seeing with coaches that I've worked with myself. I got into a not great situation with another coach that I hired it to be a part of her program that didn't end well. And so that led me on to more of a deeper dive onto the ethics and the what's right and what's wrong in the coaching industry. And it literally has been probably 3 weeks of me just observing and researching and listening and watching and just really taking in what's actually going on in this industry. And then what it's done is it's made me question a lot of things about even my own practices and some of the things that I've learned and some of the things that I teach in my business. And I really just needed to pause. I just needed everything to pause. I want to talk about this because there's two sides to this, actually. The one side is everything that I've been learning that I'm like mortified by listening to and totally agree with that is wrong with this industry. But then at the same time, I'm listening to a lot of these anti-coaching people that are doing videos and YouTube and talking about the coaching industry in a not great way. And a lot of it I do agree with, and some of it I don't. And some of it I'm just like, I'm taking in this information and I really want to just form my own opinion and really feel through the information. And really, because it's hard to decipher sometimes, like people are doing these things and exposing these things and that's great. But at the end of the day, I'm like, my question is, well, what's in it for you? And so not everyone that I've been following and listening and learning from, do I feel like they're doing this for personal gain? Some of them I do see that as part of their exposing the industry. I'm trying to look at it all this information from very neutral eyes kind of thing. Because I am somebody who is in the coaching industry and I am a coach that supports coaches in this industry. And I think because of that, I feel I have to be responsible. And I want to be responsible for making sure that the things that I share with my clients are of the highest standards, that are, you know, good for the industry, that are ethical. I have definitely noticed in my own business things that I've done that aren't ethical and that aren't, you know, the way that I believe that the industry should be moving forward. And there are a lot of things that I have been doing right. So I want to talk about all of that in this episode. I'm like, how do I start unpacking this? I'm not 100% sure, but here we go. We're just going to roll with this. As I've been thinking about all of this, I've been writing notes and listening and sort of taking my own observation. And then last week I did my regular Hot Seat Monday that I do in my Facebook community, where I answer questions for online entrepreneurs who are looking for support. And I do it free every other Monday. And I thought it was a good opportunity for me to just start to voice my thoughts on some of the things that I've been learning. So I took that opportunity last week and I had probably one of the most popular videos in my video and all the videos I've done in that group where I had the most comments of people who were thanking me and you know, glad that I was bringing this to light and, you know, feeling like they've been feeling alone in their business and wondering about these things, but didn't know how to, you know, like say it. And they were like thankful that I was talking about this and having this discussion. Let's just say it was very well received. And so that led me to then next, I did a post on my Instagram and that same post went onto my Facebook page again, where I was just sharing my thoughts on like why I've been quiet and how I've been, you know, really questioning my own business and questioning the industry and just really looking into, you know, what needs to change, what needs to change for me personally, and what needs to change in the industry. And just, you know, talking a little bit about that. And again, my most popular post and on both accounts, that Instagram post is still getting comments on it today of people saying, this needs to be a conversation. We need more of this. Like, this needs to be talked about. Now I'm bringing it to you guys here on the YouTube and on the podcast, because I want to just share it in all the spaces and places. Cause you know, when I started January of this year, I was like, okay, this is the year I'm going to go full into my coaching business. I'm going to create content. I'm a content creator. You guys probably noticed I started doing the YouTube. I started doing the podcast more regularly. I was creating content for Instagram and making videos and stuff. And then out of nowhere, it seems like I stopped. And this explains why. If you did notice that, this is why. I just want to share, I've got a bunch of points written down about some of the things that I am seeing in the industry that are not, I would say that I agree with the unethical, the people, they call them anti-scamming, they're anti-scamming videos or whatever. They're talking about coaches who they believe are scamming in the coaching industry. And so I've been watching these videos, listening to what they're saying. Some of the points I have written down are things that I agree with that they're talking about. Some of them are things that I don't agree with. And I just kind of want to go through them in no real particular order. Because if I try and make a strategy around this topic, it's going to make me crazy, because I just need to just talk. And so I'm just going to do that. I think the one thing that I'm going to start out with, actually, that I absolutely can't stand, and this was long before I went into this rabbit hole of understanding the coaching industry and understanding the ethics, is this whole space of using luxury and wealth and money as a selling tactic. Like, this absolutely needs to stop. We are not, as entrepreneurs that are in this space, you know, looking to help people with our services. It's about what we do to help people with our services. It's not about how much money people are making. It's not about how many handbags you can buy. It's not about what the fucking color of your bottom of your shoes are. To me, that is preying on vulnerable people who are in tough spaces, who see that and go, oh, if I work with that person, I will have money. And that is not how it goes. Just because one person has money and is making all the money doesn't mean, I mean, unless that person is constantly pumping out millionaires, constantly pumping out people getting the exact results that they're preaching they get, everyone that's coming into their space is getting that result. Okay, I might be curious about that, but that's not the case. Not everyone's coming out of their programs multimillionaires or even six-figure people, or you know what I mean? Like, and so they're using that tactic as a way to try and bring people into their business. And it really does prey on vulnerable people. And I've been that vulnerable person before. See that, and it makes me really sad. It makes me really sad because there are people who can't afford to be in those programs, but see those promises of having, ooh, I get to go to Gucci and buy lots of handbags and have all this money and live this luxury lifestyle and fly on a private jet and do all these things if I join your program. Do you know how rare that is for people to experience all of that because of one person's coaching? Really, if you think about it. And I'd like to really know, like, what is the reality behind the people who are marketing themselves that way? What is their actual reality? What do they pay in taxes? How is their family life? How much time are they spending on social media? What else? What expenses do they have? Like, do they really make that much money? Because trust me, as somebody who's purchased a luxury handbag before, I definitely purchased a handbag, but it didn't mean I had the money for it. I did it for all the wrong reasons. I took money out of my business, bought this bag to make myself think that I was somebody special, and it did nothing. I'm not against having luxury stuff. I'm not against having nice clothes and nice things. I am against using those things as a way to sell your services, because that's not what people are buying. People should be buying the actual thing that you're coaching them to do. And if you're just coaching them how to think differently so they can make money, so money will naturally just fall out of the sky to them and attract, like, that's all fucking bullshit. You've got to actually physically do something to make money. You can't just think your way to money. So unless there's an actual strategy besides thinking positively and sitting in Zen and journaling and, you know, seeing money fall from the sky, there needs to be an actual strategy. So what exactly are you selling? And sometimes I think people fall for these glamorized Instagram accounts with all this shit, and they think that they are just by being in the energy of the coach, they're going to magically get transported to a place of wealth and luxury, and everything's just going to be easy and blah, blah, blah. And that's not true. I've tried it. I have done years of personal development and mindset. And at the end of the day, the things that actually do bring in the money for me is when I'm selling something that people can buy that actually has a strategy to teach them how to do something specific, like build an online business or create a website for your business. I think that that's the first thing that I want to share about this, because I just think that if you are seeing that in your social media, question everything. What are they selling? What is the curriculum? What are you actually going to learn? How do they make money? How do they like ask them those questions? And that brings me to the next thing that I see in the industry is that there are coaches out there who are making lots of money. And when someone wants to buy their services and wants to ask questions about their program, there's this whole, like, if you have to ask questions, then this isn't for you. Like, if you know, you know, right? Like if you're in it, you don't need to ask me questions. You just know. If you want to be in this space, you just know. That is also ridiculous bullshit. I don't talk to anyone. Here's the link. If you want in, here's the link. You just get it. And I have done this, you guys. I will say I'm going to make sure this is very clear. I am not saying that I haven't participated in any of these marketing tactics. I absolutely have in some of them, maybe not all of them, but a lot of them, because that's what was taught to me. And so if you are finding yourself in my story somewhere and in these things that I'm sharing, and you're like, oh my gosh, I've done that. No shame, no stories. We all learned what we learned because that's what someone taught us. Like, it's not like we knew any different. We didn't know better. We just were like, this is what we're supposed to do. And I think this is what's happening in the space, is there are coaches who are being taught this stuff. They don't know better. They don't know that this really isn't the greatest sales tactic or is unethical. And they're just doing it because that's just what they're told to do. So just so you know, I just want to make that very clear. I used to do that. I used to be somebody who's like, oh, I just want to put a link. I don't want to have sales calls. I hate sales calls. But at the same time, I'm also somebody, if you DM me, I'm going to voice message you back and have a conversation. Like, I am always open to talk. Like, I want to know what your questions are. I want to know if this is a fit for you. I have gone back and forth in the DMs with people and then jumped onto a phone call, you know, because they still had more questions, and it's just easier. And I want people to buy something that they want to buy. The coaches who are out there saying, oh, well, I don't talk to people. It's just, if you know, you know, and you buy and you just want to be in my energy and you don't even have to, that's just in asinine. Like, that's crazy. If you're paying thousands and thousands of dollars for something, you should be able to ask questions. You should be able to get on a phone call with somebody to see if this is the right fit. So that's another thing that I've seen. The other thing, and actually this leads into the next thing, which is coaching programs that don't have access to even the coach. Like, you pay the money, you get into the program, and now you want to ask the coach a question and you can't. They defer you to the Facebook community, and then one of their team members answers the question or takes care of it, or they have other coaches that they bring in to do the actual coaching. They're just the face of the business. Now, I get it. If you get really big and you can't take on everyone and you do need to bring people in and train them and all that kind of stuff, you know, that's fine. But at the end of the day, I still think that if someone's paying me the money to learn from me, and they have a question for me and want to talk to me, there's got to be a way for them to do that. I always say to my clients, they can access the Facebook community and my group programs, and I'm the one who's answering them in the Facebook community. If it's something that's going, like, they're not understanding it, I will jump on a call with them. I will do a Loom video for them. I will do whatever I need to do to help them understand what it is that they have questions about, and get them the information. My private clients can Voxer me. They can ask me questions. I'm not like, oh, like, you know, of course I have boundaries. Weekends, I try not to answer and do things. I try not to do things out of office hours. But during the work week, if someone asks me a question and they happen to send it to me in my DMs on Instagram and they're a paid client, I'm going to answer them. Like, you know, like, they're my clients. Of course I'm going to answer them. But there's this mentality of, especially as coaches are making more and more and more money, of like, I'm up here, I don't have time to talk to all you guys down here. So you just work with these other people and that's how it's going to be. And I think that if that is the case for your business, that needs to be clearly communicated in your marketing, that when you join this program, you don't actually get access to me. You get access to my team, right? Because again, that's oftentimes not the case. They market themselves as the program facilitator, the one who you're going to be working with. And then once you get in, you realize that you're not actually working with that person again. And that is the lack of access to the coaches, because they, you know, start making so much money. They feel like they can't be talking to all of these new people coming in. Like, that's not what they do. They only make space for the people who are paying them $800,000 a month to work with them privately. Like, that's the only way you can work with me. The only way you get to have a phone call with me is if you pay me $8,000 for 30 minutes. When those coaches do that, they're setting a precedent in the industry that you are like, as coaches, we're untouchable. We're not untouchable. Like, we're coaches. We're here to help people. We're here to serve people. And so I just think like, it's just, your pricing is astronomical. Like, to me, I don't see the value in that. Like, I don't think by giving you $8,000 in 30 minutes, you can give me $8,000 worth of advice. Maybe you can. I don't know. I'm just saying, it just seems like it's out of touch with reality, and that it's setting a precedent in the industry that is not something that everybody can do or achieve. And then it starts to separate and class people. Because here's the thing, when you start doing that, now you are only able to work with people who can afford that. And not everybody can afford, you know, $80,000 for private coaching for 3 months or whatever it is. So now you are classing yourself into a different space of, I can only work with wealthy people. And maybe that's okay. Maybe it's not. It feels icky to me. That's all I'm saying, right? Agree or don't agree. It doesn't matter. That's just how I feel about it. And I feel like as coaches in the service industry, we have to look at what is the market price for this. Like, you know, Coca-Cola has been around forever. It's probably the number one leading soda in the world. And just because they're the most highest paid soda in the world, they can't all of a sudden charge $8,000 for a bottle of Coke, because that would like, oh, well, we only sell our products to wealthy people. So like, what would the world do to that? Like, if they decided to do that, that would be, everybody in the world would be like, that's not ethical. Like, you know what I mean? They have to stay competitive. They have to stay competitive in the marketplace. And I think as coaches, we have to do that too. If we're going to keep this industry, because it's going to crumble, and it's only going to be, if this keeps going, the industry of coaching, online coaching and selling your knowledge and being in this industry where you can help people with what you know is only going to be for the wealthy. I'm just saying, that just doesn't seem like the right way to go. And I'm somebody who would love this industry to stay around. I'm somebody who has benefited from this industry, from learning from myself, like learning things from other people myself, but also helping other people. I don't want it to go away. So we all have to do our part in keeping it an even playing field so that it can continue to stay. Again, my tangent, agree or disagree, it's completely up to you how you feel about that. But so a couple of the other things I have on my list here as I am talking about this, and you guys have to keep in mind, like, this is all starting to just really starting to come out right now. This is all stuff that is, you know, like I say, the industry has been, I mean, the coaching industry, online coaching industry has been around since probably Facebook has started. And I remember there was another app that people used to use called Periscope. That's how I kind of started learning about online coaching. And then of course, Instagram came into play and so on and so forth. But so it has been like the Wild West out there. It has been kind of like people just making shit up and doing what they think is right and, you know, making money. Like, but now it's starting to correct itself. And there are people who are getting, who people like myself who have spent thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars on coaches. And looking back, like, this is the part that like makes my heart hurt. I was just being, a lot of those coaches, I was just being bamboozled, you know, and that's straight up what it was. This one coach I worked with, he made me pull my credit card out on the call and pay a deposit for his stuff. He would not take no for an answer. He would not let me think about it. It was like, I say he would not let me. Of course, I fell for it. But every time I would be like, okay, I need to think about this, or I need to talk to my husband, he would come back. Well, what do you think your husband would say? Well, what, you know, don't you make your own decisions? And like, da, 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 da. And like literally get you to the point where you felt like you didn't have a choice but to pay. And that's the stuff that is so, so, so wrong. So wrong. Like, we should give people time to think about whether it's right or wrong for them. Answer their questions, give them their space, because some people are using their hard-earned money savings, you know, to pay for these things. So if we're pressuring them into moving forward, that is not a great way to start. And, you know, and that brings me to the next thing. We have to, as coaches in this online space, be very upfront about what it is we're actually selling, and give the outline of what it is you're going to be learning. Here is the what I'm going to be teaching you. Here is what you're going to learn. Here is what, you know, the results that my clients have received because of this exact thing. We can't be vague. We can't be vague with, oh, I'm going to just, you know, you join, we're going to have calls every Monday, I'm going to have a mindset topic, and I'm just going to talk about things, and you're going to take it in, and you're going to implement it, it's going to change your life, and it's going to be great. I don't know exactly what everything is going to be taught, but, you know, we have these themes and blah, blah, blah. It's like, no, what am I actually learning? I want to see the outline for this course. I want to see the outline for this program. What is it that I'm actually going to be getting? And how do I implement this? And let me see the results. I want to see actual tangible results of people. And can I get their information so I can chat with them about their experiences? And some coaches definitely do that, and that's great. But this is the kind of stuff, as somebody who's looking to hire a coach, to do your due diligence on these things. And I think this is the thing that's happening, is that there are people out there, much like myself, who've been in vulnerable positions, really wanting to grow their business, really wanting to make their money, get this word salad dumped all over them, and they believe it, and then they jump in, and then they don't actually get anything from it. And if you aren't familiar with the term word salad, basically it's just a whole bunch of fancy words that get kind of mished together to make it sound like something's really going to have some sort of transformation. Like, you know, think of the funny examples that I've heard of this kind of stuff. It's like, you're going to quantum leap into the thresholds of the energetics and the codes that are going to literally shift the vibrations of your chakras, and you are going to align so that you can attract. And like, that's word salad, like basically a whole bunch of word salad. That kind of word salad stuff's happening, and people are like, oh yes, 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 because they're vulnerable. Because they're not where they want to be. And they think this person has the secrets and the codes and the answers to get them to where they want to go. It's not the case. It's not the case. And I've done those things. I've said a lot of those things. I used to be the quantum leap queen. My God, my Instagram account used to be teaching people how to make a quantum leap. And sure, there was a specific strategy to that. It was really all mindset. There was some action things in there, but it was mostly mindset. And I don't think that mindset's wrong. I still believe in personal development, all those things. But what is happening to me now is I'm seeing the sort of word salad side of mindset and the actual real things about mindset that do work. Like, I'm starting to notice the separation. I'm starting to see the separation of like, oh, that is kind of airy-fairy. And yes, that makes sense that that doesn't work, because it really doesn't even make sense. Where there's more of this like tangible, like obviously positive thinking, when you have gratitude and you feel positive, that's a good thing, right? It's going to help you. I do believe in energies and law of attraction and those kind of things. But I don't think that you need to be positive all the time in order to make those things work. I actually don't think anybody really actually knows how all of that energetics and universal stuff and source works. The only person that I've seen, that I follow, that I feel is even remotely onto something when it comes to that stuff that actually really works, is Kyle Cease, because he's got a very realistic view of those things, of the energetics, so far, in my opinion. There are some people who are getting wealthy with that, but that's because they're getting wealthy because they are sharing this information, this word salad garbage, to vulnerable people who are paying them And then it's not working on those people, but they're getting rich because they're getting the money. So then they say, like, look at me. I turned my yearly salary into my monthly salary. Well, you did, because word saladed or whatever you call it on all these people, and they bought into it. And of course you got rich, but they didn't. Or, and this brings me to the next point, is you're not getting the whole story of how those people created that wealth. And that's the thing. I think a lot of these coaches who are sharing their flashy numbers and have the balloons and the champagne and all the things, they're not telling you the whole story. Sure. As somebody who's had a 50K Canadian cash month in my business, that 50K cash month came because I had two clients who wanted me to work with me for the entire year. And I gave them a special price on those contracts for a year. And I had two people take advantage of it. And it was 30,000 US. Plus I had, I think, a couple other individual sales. And that created a 50K month for me, but it didn't come because I had 100 people who wanted to work with me. It was like four sales. I don't know if someone had, I know one of the coaches that I am now no longer in that space of hers because I don't agree with anything she's doing, had $1 million month. Okay, break that down. How did that actually look? Who actually paid you? Was it one person paying you a ridiculously stupid amount of money for private coaching? You know, was it how did that actually work? And what are the odds of anybody else creating that kind of success like that? Because I don't see a lot of people having $1 million months in this industry. So what are you doing to actually create that kind of result? That's what I want to know. You see what I'm saying? Like there's, and I don't know what's right exactly 100% and wrong exactly 100%. I am just starting to do my own research on this right now. But I am just starting to really see things in a different light. And it's just making me stop and look and question. Because there are things that have always made me feel uncomfortable, like the using of the Gucci's and the fucking handbags and money. That's always made me uncomfortable. But now I'm like, the word salad thing is something that I've just learned. Toxic positivity of like, you've got this, girl, you can do this, like stay positive. You can, you know, it's all in your thinking, all this positive stuff when it's like someone's actually hurting, someone's actually not, you know, being able to get to where they want to go. And people aren't addressing the actual problem. They're just pumping them full of more mindset stuff. You know, write in your journal it out, gratitude. You'll get there. It's like, you're so close. Like as somebody who has been in both sides of that, I've been in somebody who's like felt that and had that told to me, but then also have told that to clients. And it's like, how about we talk about the root of what's actually going on? Again, like if we are going to keep this industry and we're going to keep it in a place that is positive and a place that is actually going to support and help people, we have to clean it up. We have to start taking ownership and responsibility for our businesses and the things that we're doing that aren't maybe as ethical as we thought they were. And again, no shame, no stories. You didn't know. But now that you know, what are you going to do to change it? And I'm going to share with you what I'm doing to change my business here in a second, but I just want to make it, is there any other things? Oh, to make money, you have to spend money. You got to take risks in order to make money. That's another big thing I'm seeing in the coaching industry. Something that I've said myself, something that I believed was true, that you have to spend money to make money. And I've spent almost $100,000 on coaching, almost $100,000. And I have been sitting at a 100K business for my coaching business, basically for the last 5 years. So I haven't been able to break that. And I have invested a lot of money. I spent 20K on a coach for a year, and I'm in the same place that I was before I started with that person. So I invested a lot of money, didn't increase my income. Not one iota. I do believe that there is an investment. If you are an entrepreneur, there is investments that you do need to make in order to have a business. There's software, there's technology, like there's the technology side of things, you know, having some branding, like there's definitely things that you need. Having somebody who actually is there to show you the strategy of how to actually build an online business, I think is very important also, especially if you don't want to have to try and figure it all out on your own. And you do want to get some support so you can get to where you want to go faster. I do believe that that's important. but making sure you're vetting those coaches before you hire them for sure. And making sure you know exactly what you're getting. So those are again, more things that are, I'm seeing more and more in the industry. I'm actually even starting to see like this whole sex sells thing where people are skin to win. They're showing themselves in like not very much clothing and they're selling this like whole side. And I don't really know what's going on because I haven't really spent a lot of time with this kind of coaching, but they're using like their bodies and sensuality to talk about how to create money and stuff. I don't really get it, but I see that happening. And to me, that feels a little bit icky and fishy and weird. But again, I don't know. I am not following really any of those coaches. I've seen it. I've seen samples of that kind of stuff as I was doing this research about the industry and what is starting to become unethical. That came up a lot in that space. Again, there's those kinds of things. So I think what it comes down to is really just checking in with yourself and checking in with the methods and the things that you're doing, and then doing your own research on what's ethical in the marketing or in the online coaching space. I haven't been able to find like I'm in Canada. I haven't been able to find like a Canadian coaching industry standards or ethics or anything like that. In the US, there is, I'll put a link to it in the show notes as well as the YouTube video as well. There is a American version. The FTC has a version of what is an actual coaching scam and what isn't. And that's like false promises. People saying, when you join my coaching, you're going to learn how to make $10,000 a month, like that kind of stuff. You can't promise that. Like, let's just talk about that for a minute. People using that kind of marketing to market to people, when my program teaches you how to make $1 million a year. My program teaches you how to make $10,000 a month as an online coach. The thing with that is that everybody's different. Everybody's coming to the table with different skill sets, different ways of doing things, different, all kinds of different things. We're all unique. We all have our own special ways of doing things. And we're all coming to the table with different backgrounds. So you can't guarantee that. You can't say that I'm going to show you how to make $10,000 a month in your coaching business. I can show you what I did to make $10,000 a month in my coaching business, but I can't guarantee that you're going to have that same result because you don't have the same skills that I do. You don't have the same anything that I do. Again, this kind of ties into coaches not telling the whole story. It's like, I'm going to show you how I turned my yearly income into my monthly income. And I'm going to show you these mindset shifts that I did, but I'm not going to tell you that somebody actually handed over some of their business to me and gave me a book of business that helped me make that kind of money. So I'm going to leave that part out because you guys don't need to know that because they're not going to have that. They're not going to have somebody handing them business. Again, the way that people are messaging in their marketing, it to me feels like there's a lot of like questions about how did you actually do that? And how are you actually teaching me to do that? And how can I, you know, do that even though I don't have those same skill sets as you? You can see why this is like all of these things is making me question a lot of things because I have been a coach that's taught those things. I've been a coach that said those things. And now I'm like, wow, this isn't right. I don't want to talk about those things. I don't want to share that. Like, I don't want to talk in that way. I want to be authentic. I've always, always, always in my business, you know, my first podcast was called Keeping It Real. I've always wanted to be super authentic and super real and super like telling you like it is. And I think that's why, you know, for a few weeks there, I just had to stop because I didn't know what was authentic. I didn't know what was real. I didn't know what was right or what was wrong. And I still don't. I still don't 100% know what's right or what's wrong. I'm learning and I'm doing my own research and I highly recommend you do the same. You know, one of the things that I saw come up a lot in the anti-coaching space is this whole comparison to network marketing, MLM. Which I came from MLM. So it makes sense that I would fall for some of these things because a lot of the things that I learned about marketing and coaching and making money came from my MLM background. And so I think there's a lot of that happening in this space. But there's this whole concept of these business coaches who are, and this is how it was described, this is how I understood it, is that there's a level of business coach who teaches coaches how to be business coaches for coaches. So it's like they compare it to network marketing because there's not like, they're just, it's like a continuation. It's like, I'm going to teach you how to be a coach so that you can go out and call yourself a coach and bring in coaches and teach them how to do coaching and business coaching so they can bring in coaching and like this never ending trail of like coaches teaching coaching. So I kind of get that. I get how that can be a little bit like, network marketing, because you're not actually teaching somebody how to do something specific. You're just teaching them how to coach coaches to be coaches. When I heard that, I was like, oh, like I call myself a coach for new coaches. Like, how does this impact me? What am I doing wrong? And when I did my own assessment of that, I was like, okay, wait a minute. I'm not teaching coaches how to be coaches for coaches. I'm teaching people who want to come into the online coaching space with a specific skill set. So like right now I have a client who is an expert in helping people through grief. I have a client who's an expert in hypnotherapy, EFT, and tapping, and wants to create a business to help people in that area. Well, my other client is actually an author, and she is becoming a speaker, and she's basically sharing her story of how she overcame all these adversities and still is living, you know, a fulfilling life. So there's a difference between somebody who is helping new entrepreneurs come into the online space and set up their business foundation versus a coach who's just helping coaches set up a coaching business where they can help coaches coach coaches. And like that, I still don't quite fully understand what they mean by all of that. Cause I hear it and I kind of understand it. Cause like in network marketing, you help somebody start a network marketing selling products, and then you help them find more people to set up a network marketing business to sell products. And then you help, like, it's like a never ending line, but they talk about that. And so I want one to clarify for myself that I am a business coach who helps coaches, but I don't help them start business coaching to help more coaches. I help them take what they know and turn it into a business that serves an end user. And I think that that's important to clarify, just because for my own sanity. But the other piece to this is really making sure that as an online coach, an online business owner, that you really know and understand what it is that you actually help people do. Like, what is the thing? What is the tangible thing that you are helping somebody through? And how and what is your strategy in order to do that? And that's how I teach my clients. It's like, what is it that you do? Who is it that you support to do that? And what is your unique method to help people create that result? And then we build the business around that. And that's how I've always been. That's what I love to do. Because of this research that I've been doing and learning about, I just want to check my notes, see if there's anything else. Oh, there is one more. I am going to tell you how I'm shifting my business, but there's one more thing that I really want to touch on before I move forward. And this one's really, really important. The other thing that I'm seeing, and this was brought to my attention that this was happening in the industry. And then once I understood it, I started looking at marketing from other coaches out in the industry. And wow, like my eyes have been opened. Shame-based marketing. So there's a couple areas. So shame-based marketing, meaning like coaches will be like, if you're not doing X, then you're doing it wrong, right? Or, you know, the reason you're not successful is because you're doing this, that, and the other. One of the things I was taught and that I have taught is something called a thought reversal, which is where you're basically kind of brainwashing somebody to shift their belief about something so that they will join your program or they will join your thing. That again is all shame-based. Like if you think this way, if you believe this, you're wrong. This is how it actually is. And that's all, in my opinion, shame-based marketing. If you're not buying luxury handbags, if you don't wear red bottom shoes, then who are you anyways, right? Like if you don't have these things, then you're a nobody. Again, shame-based marketing. My ex-coach did a post and I'm not going to be able to say it verbatim, but it was something along the lines of, if you hire my clients because you think they're a cheaper version of me, you're an idiot, is what her post said. And that is straight out, flat out shame-based marketing. And it makes people feel badly because they recognize that in themselves. They realize that they've been doing that thing and they feel badly and then they feel shameful. And then they're like, oh, I need this person's help to fix me, to fix this. And that is horrible, 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 horrible way to market yourself. I'm certain I've done it. I'm certain I've done it, but I'm not, that's why I haven't even been posting on Instagram in the last little while, because I'm like, I'm not even sure what to do at this point. Because I want to make sure that I'm doing things from the place of authenticity and from being ethical and all of those things. And I'm not 100% sure what that looks like quite yet. because I've been taught a lot of things, and a lot of the things that I've been taught, I'm seeing in the stuff that I'm learning, and I'm like, I don't want to do that anymore. So I'm just going to be still until I kind of figure this out. And so again, I don't think a lot of the coaches who are doing this in the space know that they're actually I don't think they're doing it maliciously. I don't think they're doing it to try and be unethical and to try and, you know, scam people. I think that they've just learned a process that just doesn't work anymore. The people on the internet are smart, and they're starting to wake up to the fact that, wait a minute, I've paid all this money and I haven't learned anything, or nothing's changed in my life. Wait a minute, what's going on? And they've started to open up and wake up to the fact that things need to change. So I just think what the point of this is to help wake you guys up to some of the things that are going on, to share a little bit about how it's really going with me, because I'm going to be making changes in my business, and I'll share that here in a second, to really, you know, start to be the change. As somebody who leads new coaches into the space, I take responsibility for making sure that I'm doing things in a way that is ethical, in a way that is, you know, good for the industry as a whole. And if that means I have to stop selling my program and stop, you know, bringing on clients while I make those shifts, then that's what I'm going to do. My client attractor clients, I have, you know, told them about what I'm noticing. I am going to be making some shifts. They're well aware. We've had great conversations about it on our calls, and even with my private clients, chatted with them. Until I know what is the right, wrong way for me to move forward, I am just going to be over here figuring it out and sharing as I'm going and figuring out what's next. I have decided to do more of the actual business. So when I'm working with clients for right now, moving forward, one of my skill sets is the tech side of the industry, is understanding how to set up your business technology-wise, graphic design-wise, as that is my background, graphic design. And also the strategy for some of the things, like, you know, if you are, for instance, one of my newest clients is a health coach. He coaches people in person and online from a physical health standpoint, and he needs help putting together his branding and help making sure his website's running smoothly and making sure his graphics all are cohesive and all that kind of stuff. So I'm working with him on some strategy, but also getting the tech side of his business set up. And to me, that feels good, because I feel like I am in a space that I know I have some skills, and I'm also running a business from an ethical place. I'm not teaching how to market yourself using social media at this point, because I need to figure out what that looks like. Actually, here's what it looks like. Always at the end of the day, getting online on social media is all about being authentic, saying it like it really is, being truthful, being transparent, showing people what they're really getting when they work with you, having pricing that is reasonable. Now, I do still think a lot of new coaches underprice themselves in the marketplace, and so I usually will help them bump up their pricing a little bit to be more aligned with the actual going rate. Having competitive pricing, you know, figuring out actual contracts and what refund policies are. We didn't even talk about that. That's a whole nother story for another day. Just really helping them move forward in their businesses in a way that feels good for them, but that also is in line with an industry that is ethical, that does allow for everyone to, you know, be able to be served by it, and in a way that is just open, honest, and transparent. And how that looks for all of us going forward, I don't know 100%, but for everyone is going to be different. But I think if you can honestly go to bed at night and feel like, I shared my truth, I shared transparently, I shared openly, I shared honestly, then I think you're in a good spot. And then do your own due diligence on what is ethical. I mean, trust me, there are some rabbit holes out there. And I don't, like I said, I don't always agree with everything those people are sharing, because I do think that they have their own things to gain by being, you know, full on anti-coaching industry people doing videos, because they're getting views on their videos. They're getting, you know, they have links in their stuff too. So don't get me wrong. They have some good information that you can learn from, but they are also having their own agendas. So I see that, and I don't discount that at all when I'm looking at this information. I'm taking in the information and deciding what I believe, you know, to be true and right and wrong, And, you know, taking it from there, I'm not taking everything that they're saying as gospel kind of thing. You know, you need to do that due diligence yourself. But I just think this is a conversation that needs to continue from a place of let's make this industry better. How can we be better? How can we shift things and allow this industry to be a space that is fun and that is helping people and of service and that isn't so egocentric around money and around having things. Like, there's more to life than things, like peace of mind. That's one of the things that I've come to realize is that my peace of mind is more important than having things. Sure, money helps with peace of mind, absolutely. But at the end of the day, if I've got my health and I've got my family and they have their health and we have a roof over our head, I'm good. I'm good, you know? So anyways, tangent, but I think that we can do better, and myself included. I don't know what kind of changes you're going to see from my business. I definitely know I'm going to be doing more of the service-based stuff for my clients and less of the marketing side of things, because I do believe that that is something I still need to do more research on. Actually, I do want to highlight a really amazing person who does have a really great sales program. Her name is Jillian Murphy. She focuses specifically on sales. She has a sales background. She's been in corporate sales for years. And she is also somebody who is all about ethics and doing things in the right way. So it's like, my job will be to help you guys get your businesses started. And then someone like Jillian can help them on the sales side of things, because that is not my expertise. I didn't go to school for sales. I'm a graphic designer by trade. I have learned from other people. I've paid thousands and thousands of dollars to business coaches and other people. And I've learned a lot, some great, some not so good. And also from my own experience, that is how I know what I know. But I think it's just about being really, really open and honest. And I think if we can do that, then we can, that's a good start into making the industry better. So that's all I have to say for right now. I am going to leave this here. More to come. I don't know what's next. This is just what's in my head at this point. If you have any questions about this, you can drop me a DM on Instagram. I am Shayna Recker. That's all I have to say. And I hope that this was helpful, and I look forward to hearing from you. And yeah, that's all I got. So thank you guys so much. And until next time, we'll see you soon. Bye for now.